So here's what happens when Obamacare walks into a bar. We're going to go to a specific bar in Ohio where the owner provides health insurance for his employees. It can cost a lot of money. Small businesses can see dramatic fluctuations in their insurance costs from year to year. The Affordable Care Act may eventually make prices more stable for businesses with fewer than 50 employees. But as Sarah Jane Tribble of member station WCPN reports, this bar owner is anxious.
Paul Sapirki is the co-owner of Fatheads, a popular brew pub in Cleveland. He has fewer than 50 full-time employees, so he's classified under the Affordable Care Act as a small business. He doesn't have to provide health insurance to his employees, but that's exactly what he's been doing despite some pretty crazy volatility in rates.
They just seem to keep going up every year. One year we got a 38% increase, another year we got 11. One year we got 3.
This year, under the Affordable Care Act, he saw another hike, this one for about 20%.
It just seems odd that we get such a drastic price increase and nothing's really changed with us, you know, as far as our employees and their health issues.
Most of Fathead's staff is in their 20s and 30s. They are healthy, enthusiastic about their jobs, and grateful for health coverage.
One beer for you, sir.
Until now, if employees were healthy and claims were few, like at Fathead's, premium prices were relatively low. But for a small business, if even one employee was in a car accident or was diagnosed with cancer, insurance costs could skyrocket the next year. The industry calls this experience rating. But that is changing, says Steve Millard, who heads a small business association in Cleveland.
Which means that if you're a really healthy company and have a really good rate relative to everybody else today, going forward, you're probably going to pay a lot more for insurance.
But, he says,
on the flip side, if you have chronic conditions and difficulties in an older workforce and are paying a lot more, you'll probably see some benefit from healthcare reform.
In this new math world, more businesses will see prices go up than down, at least in the short term. Cozy, the small business group Millard heads, estimates about 20% of smaller companies in the region are seeing some sort of price relief this year. The other 80% are getting price hikes. And Northeast Ohio, as it turns out, is a microcosm of what is happening nationally. In February, a federal report commissioned by Congress projected that about two-thirds of small businesses across the country will see their cost rise. Kevin Kuhlman is manager for legislative affairs at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He worries that small businesses will drop insurance.
The initial sticker shock that's occurring this year or next year or the following year when plans finally have to come into ACA compliance, that's what I'm really worried about. I'm worried that small business owners will not be able to continue offering policies because the costs are too high.
We're in a transition period, says Jonathan Gruber, a health economist at MIT. It will sting at first, but
once we're in this system, we're not going to see the year-to-year variability we've been seeing traditionally with huge swings year-to-year. You know, one of your employees gets sick and all of a sudden your rates double. That goes away now. We're moving to a system that's going to be much more stable.
Back at Fathead, Sapirki says he's frustrated.
I always thought that health reform was needed of some type. It just seems like they did something, but they botched it.
But, he adds, he's committed to providing health insurance to his workers. And so far, the increase is a financial hit the brewery can handle. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.
This story is part of a reporting partnership between NPR, WCPN, and Kaiser Health News.